Dial Daily Bread, Book 1, Chapter 358. The Elijah Message, Preparing a People for the Second Coming of Christ. Many people are becoming interested in Elijah being sent to us. They are realizing that he will come as a message, just as Elijah came to Israel in the message of John the Baptist. They see that as John the Baptist prepared God's people of his day for the first coming of Christ, so Elijah in these last days will prepare a people for the second coming of Christ. John's message was a clarion call for repentance. In these last days, Elijah's message is a call to the leadership of Christ's last days church to be zealous therefore, and repent. The angel of the church of the Laodiceans has to be its leadership. In ancient Israel, Elijah zeroed in on the top, the leader of the nation, King Ahab. Just as Elijah was zealous and called on the king and Israel to repent of their Baal worship and return to the true Lord, just as Jesus calls on Laodicea, so the Elijah message today will call on God's people to examine themselves as to whether they are in the faith. Prove themselves. That must mean a close re-examination. Do we understand what God's holy word says about justification by faith? Or have we repeated ancient Israel's century-long slide down the slippery slope into Baal worship, that is, counterfeit ideas of popular Christianity that Revelation says are Babylon? Test yourselves to see if you are in the faith, says Paul in the Greek. Don't be confused and bewildered by Babylon's false version. That genuine the faith will be Elijah's message. He slays the uncooperative, unrepentant modern priests of Baal, which is the same as the perishing of those who disbelieve in John 3:16. The should not perish means that those who disbelieve commit their own spiritual suicide. Elijah proclaims the reconciling, at one man message that heals the wounded hearts of those who appreciate Christ's cross.